I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thank you for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. I want to start today in day four on our time of weekday meditation with God's provision and remind you of where we started the week in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. But now let's go back into the Psalms, into Psalm 23, 1. Months and months ago, I did a podcast on our sister podcast, which is Weekday Podcast, an entire series on the 23rd Psalm. But I want to focus today on that one short verse that launches the Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack for nothing. Now, there's some key words here before we meditate. One is, we have clarity that he is our Lord. He has bought us and paid for us with his shed blood. He has provided our life eternal and our life in abundance because of his great love. He is indeed my Lord. Is he yours? He is my shepherd. I realize that he leads me, that sheep by their nature are not super bright. They need a shepherd. I need a shepherd. You need a shepherd. And when we acknowledge and recognize, and when our heart falls in line with the Lord being our shepherd, we won't lack for anything. I love this promise. God makes the promise as the good shepherd to us, the sheep, that when you acknowledge him as your Lord, when we call on the name of the Lord, we'll be saved. When we recognize he is the good shepherd, that he is leading, guiding, and directing, he's not leaving us alone to wander in the wilderness. When that happens, we won't lack for anything. Talk about a wonderful provision, the provision of knowing that I don't have to lack for anything. In the 34th Psalm, the text says, the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So imagine, if you would, in the desert Middle East, and it has become a barren season, and those lions, they may be the king of the jungle, but in the middle of the desert with no rain, they could grow weak and hungry and literally die and the flesh fall off their bones. But listen to what the psalmist says, but those who seek the Lord will lack nothing, will lack no good thing. Friend, what a wonderful promise of provision. Let's prepare our heart now to meditate and to hear from the Lord. But let's start off by telling the Lord two things you're grateful for right now. What is it you're grateful for? Go ahead and verbally, out loud, tell the Lord, I'm grateful today for these two things. And then come before the Lord, and there's probably something or someone in and around your sphere of influence that you're aware that needs God's touch and needs God to step in. Would you ask the Lord to step in and do what only he can do in those circumstances? And then would you bring one thing before the Lord that you need desperately for him to do in your life today, where you might be able to say, Lord, I want to finish this day and lack for nothing. You are my shepherd. Would you provide that for me? And now let's take a few moments and allow the quietude and solitude of the moment for you to be quiet and hear from the Lord. Maybe as he kind of pokes you and prods you and pushes you in a direction. And I urge you today in the time of meditation that you don't try to speak your way out of understanding, but you simply receive it. Be able to hear from the Lord. There are things the Lord will have for us that may seem mysterious, and just receive them like that. So let's breathe. One more. I'll mind the time and be back in a few moments. You just listen for God's promptings, and I'll close our time out in a few moments. What a wondrous promise to know that the Lord is indeed our shepherd and we don't have to lack for anything. His provision is overwhelming. Let me read this quote one more time for you. You've heard it each day this week. I am one in whom Jesus, the Son of the living God, delights and dwells. I live in a strong and unshakable kingdom of God. And in his kingdom, I am never in trouble. And all is well with this world. And so are you. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. I'll be back tomorrow for day 5 in our series on God's provision.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.